This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Oh.
Oh. Caught you mid-sentence.
Gongi, gongi.
It's Barton Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. It's hour number three. I mean, we've done this virtually. We've had Lactavius come in here and do this. But for the first time in months, as we're back in our studio here in New York City, I have the hammer. And I'm ready to use it.
You just got to ask me two words.
When it's hour number three, Bart Scott, what does that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. Hour? Hour. Oh, yeah.
I just let that.
It's a fizzle like a whistle, baby. I can smell the spilt beer. I feel like I'm
so close to
I feel
Thursday.
Like the nature boy. I spilled more money in spilt liquor last year than you spent the years out there, Jack. I'll do nothing but root for the best teams with the best looking cheerleaders.
I don't want to talk about my teams right now. We all know that the game isn't over till it's over, so next time you need parts for your car, don't call it quits. Go to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts to take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Bart, you know what's next?
Oh, yes. I'm going to disable that part.
Hey, just a couple of minutes, we'll have Darius Rucker joining us. I have a million things to ask him. It'll be a lot of fun to talk with him. He's a huge football fan, huge NFL fan. So
he's smiling.
He is supremely talented singer, whether it's you go back to the 90s and Hootie and the Blowfish or now with his country stuff. It's phenomenal. So we'll talk with him in just a few. But before we do all that, I do want to get into another big piece of news as the NFL season is set to begin Thursday night. You get the Thursday night game, and then come Sunday, you get the whole, I mean, it's our first Sunday fun day. You get your first whip around, red zone, all that stuff. I mean, it's just your team starts the season, and everybody is excited about the potential. But there's also concern in one area with this big story that's going on, one of your former teams, the Baltimore Ravens, and that is with Lamar Jackson. And when he will be on the field, because he's going to play against the Jets, your other former team, that on Sunday, he could be playing without a contract past this season. And it is something that is of major concern, but yet for him, not so much. But if you're the Ravens, it's got to be a little bit. But you see, all right, there's still a couple of days. Can they keep talking? Can they get a deal done in time? Because he doesn't want to talk during the season. But listen to what Jeremy Fowler had to say about the talks between Lamar Jackson and the Ravens when it comes to an extension. This was from KJM this morning. Listen to how he describes these, you know, the situation right now.
This is the hot news of the week. Lamar Jackson and Baltimore Ravens have had the better part of the last year to try to get a contract done. Here we are. There's no momentum that I'm hearing about right now, at least. People I'm talking to are skeptical, and it feels dead. Now, they can lock themselves in a room over the next 6 days and say, hey, Lamar, take a few practices off. Let's go meet with the front office. Right now, it just doesn't seem to be adding up. So we have a former MVP who's going into a contract year. It just feels wrong in some ways, you know. It backward, because you know we have guys like Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, all these guys getting deals. You would think Lamar would be next, but this is now a 2 year standoff. It's looking like, unless they can pull off an upset
in a league where everyone, it feels like everyone gets paid, and in fact, some people get paid before they're even due to get paid.
Kyler Murray.
We're just seeing the money going around this whole offseason, and the one guy that actually has an MVP on his mantle. He's not getting paid. And it's clearly a disconnect between franchise of how much they think they should offer him or how much he's worth versus what he thinks he's worth.
Yeah.
And let's just assume he's not going to get paid. You know, he's going to go into the season playing for his next contract, which could be 2 years of franchise tags and everything else. I don't understand. One thing I don't understand, Bart, is how we could be in a league that you mentioned Kyler Murray gets paid.
Yeah.
That some of these wide receivers are getting paid the way they're getting paid. You know, of course, Aaron Rodgers gets paid. That's expected. But it just feels weird that a guy like this, who's so valuable to his franchise, who's had nothing but success, isn't going to get paid. What's going on?
The Ravens don't want to be the Jacksonville Jaguars, or they don't want to be the Cleveland Browns. They don't want to set a precedent right? The reason why all these receivers was disgruntled, Tyreek Hill was going to, by his own admission, said he was going to sign an extension with the Kansas City Chiefs. And so Jacksonville went Jacksonville. They decided to pay Christian Kirk. And it was like, no way in any galaxy am I going to be making what Christian Kirk makes when he's not even nearly the half the receiver Tyreek Hill is. No knock on him, but he's just not Tyreek Hill. He's not Devontae Adams. He's not an upper echelon receiver. So Jacksonville went Jacksonville because guess what? A couple of years ago, coming off of Urban Meyer and what that mess was, the NFLPA was telling players not to sign with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So what does that mean? They have to overpay.
Overpay, right.
So you talk about it's no scenario in which the Cleveland Browns land Deshaun Watson unless they guarantee that contract. He was going to Atlanta. The Saints were making cap space for him. But so now when I go back to the Ravens, they're saying we can't guarantee you 100% of your contract because what is that going to do to the league? We have a responsibility for the owners not to set another precedent. And what did Russell Wilson do? He was pro owner, not pro team, because Russell Wilson could have said, I want my extension because it's not a huge amount of money. It's only a $165 million extension. We look at what Mahomes and Josh Allen is getting. He said he's going to play till he's 40. He could have said, I want mine's guaranteed. Then that would have put the pressure on the Ravens. Well, Russell Wilson got it. Mm-hmm. I need to get it. Mm-hmm. So now you got the team and the Ravens say, I can't do this. Because what does that mean for our league? That means every quarterback going forward, when I have another contract with you next year, when you're 30, you know what I'm saying? Right now you're 25. I'm going to have to see you again in 5 years. I'm going to have to guarantee that. So you mean if I guarantee you 230 this time, it's going to be 300 next time. You think I'm going to guarantee you $500 million? Mm-hmm. No, I can't do that. Because guess what? That means Justin Herbert's going to have to get it. That means Joe Burrow, who not had an MVP, but has taken his team to the Super Bowl, a team that's never been to the Super Bowl.
I can't wait.
They can't do. That's the fight that's happening. There's no way I can give you a guaranteed contract that will wreck the league.
Just think about in owners' meetings how people are looking at Jimmy Haslam right now.
They so pissed. He don't care. He don't care that they hate him.
Why should he?
He don't care that they hate him.
Finally got a quarterback. All these years they've been looking for one. They finally got one. We got more on this conversation, of course, coming up, and we will certainly get to that in a few. But we do have a special guest coming up. Looking forward to talking with him as Darius Rucker.
He wants Lamar Jackson. Does Lamar Jackson like the tweet? Maybe a Dolphin, future Dolphin, maybe?
Oh, that is a good point.
Kind of sign him, really?
Might be the first question we ask. But first, Bart, tell us about Body Armor.
Body Armor,
yeah.
Again?
Are you not ready?
I'm not born ready.
A whole case of it right here.
This football season, Body Armor is the choice for hard work and hydration. Whether you're running plays on the field or cheering at home, cheering on your home team, Body Armor keeps you at the top of your game with potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Buy any one Body Armor between now and November 1st for a chance to win a $100 DraftKings gift card.
Easy for you
no
to say.
No purchase necessary. Gear up this fall. Kind of hard. A little parsh. With Body Armor sports drinks, more now than ever. Void where prohibited, open to residents of U.S. 21 years of older. Got to be 21 to drink Body Armor and get some money.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Ah, there's the voice. Just to be clear, you don't have to be 21 to drink Body Armor. Let's just make that clear.
No, the bet, get the DraftKings money. Get the
Yes, all right. But let's get to things right now.
Can we just let this ride? Can we just listen to this smoothness right here?
I do like it.
You know what I'm saying? I would love to see, you know, we have these verses, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see Darius Rucker versus Ernie on a guitar from the Isley Brothers. That'd be gangster right there. I'd pay to see that.
Right. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, and we do bring in the aforementioned Darius Rucker, three-time Grammy Award winner, and of course, noted Dolphins fan as well.
Nobody's perfect.
Bart, I would lose that guitar battle. I'd lose that one.
If you could do a versus, though, if you could, who would you want to do it with?
Oh, man. Oh, goodness. I don't want to do it with somebody who's not very good.
Stop.
I don't want to lose.
Stop. Call them out.
I mean, come on. All right. We won't set you up there. But I tell you what, we will allow you to do some tampering then, because as Bart just mentioned, Lamar Jackson, it was something that was interesting that he did last week with all this stuff about his contract. Is somebody did, as everybody's doing these days, you do an edit and you put somebody's head on a jersey and say, okay, now you're on my team. And they superimposed him in a Dolphins uniform. And he hit like on the tweet. And, of course, that caused all kinds of, you know, frustration and fear in Ravens Nation. But you would welcome that?
Oh, man. I want to see what Tua's going to do this year.
That's a good answer. That's the right answer.
I'm not looking past. You know, the thing is, Tua can play. I'm not looking past what he can do. You know, I love Lamar Jackson. I think he's an amazing player. He's got an MVP. You know, I think he's going to take a team to the Super Bowl and probably win it sometime. But I really like what I'm seeing in Tua right now. I want to see what's going to happen with that.
If you got Lamar Jackson, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, you guys might win the 4x1 in the Olympics. You know, that's the type of team speed that you're putting on the field. But let's go back to Tua and his pretty balls, right? We know that with the investigation, you guys lost a first-round draft pick that I thought that you guys maybe were holding if Tua can't live up to expectations. Now, how much pressure do you think is on Tua? And if you don't have the season that you guys anticipate, can you see a scenario where the Dolphins move on from Tua, much like Brian Flores wanted to?
Oh, I think there's tons of pressure on Tua. I think he knows it, too. I mean, you know, especially with the moves they made and Tyreek coming to town. And, you know, I think there's a lot of pressure. But, there's pressure on every quarterback. You got to play. But this year he's got to play. I think they feel like they put something around him and, you know, they want to make a playoff run. But I think if he doesn't work out, I don't think they're going to draft another player. They're going to try to get a veteran.
Now tell me.
Then you go and beg Lamar.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So tell me this. What Alabama quarterback do you think has a better season? Jalen Hurts, mac and cheese, which now we're calling string cheese because he went on a paleo diet or something. He's lost all that weight. Or Tua Tagovailoa?
Oh, I think Tua's going to have a great year.
No, I said who's going to have the best.
I mean, who's going to have the best year?
Yeah, out of those three.
Okay.
Absolutely.
He's got all the weapons.
I think he's going to have a great year.
You have all the weapons.
Jalen Hurts got the best team.
Well, again, it's another good comparison, but you're not mentioning Mac Jones. It's Barton Hahn. We're talking with Darius Rucker, and he's here with us for the second year. Him, Fanatics, and the NFL partnering up on an apparel line, Darius Rucker Collection by Fanatics. And I was checking out some of the stuff. Tell everybody about it and where we can find it, and you know how you got involved in this.
You can find it on fanatics.com. And I got involved. They wanted to do a clothing line with somebody. And, I'm an NFL junkie. I live for it. It affects my week. There's two times a year for me. It's football season and waiting for football season. And when they called me and asked me to do it, I was just over the moon that, an entity that big wanted to work with me. And so we got together. We designed a whole bunch of great clothes. And I love it. You know, we did well last year, but we want to do better this year.
You need some middle-aged influencer models because me and Han are available.
I don't know if it's
absolutely.
I don't know
I'm
if
down
really
with that.
Where the target audience
sure
or not.
We target the dad bots.
Yeah, right, exactly. If it's cut for a dad bot, I think we're good. I think
long
we're
torsos.
Hey.
If
you guys have seen me, you know it's cut for a dad
bod. You'll love to hear this, by the way. So Thursday, we're moving the show. We're doing a show in Times Square at Margaritaville, and one of the guests we're going to have with us is Dan Marino. And I know you certainly would love that. So where did the Dolphins, I know you're from South Carolina. Where did the Dolphins thing come from, by the way? I've always wondered that.
Oh, man, I was five, and the Dolphins were playing. We were living in we had 14 kids and three adults living in in this three-bedroom house. Mm. And we were having – it was football. I was five, and the Dallas was playing Miami in the Super Bowl. And I went around – I'll never forget this. I went around and asked all my family who they were pulling for, and everybody was pulling for the Cowboys. And so I decided I was going to pull for the Dolphins.
There you go.
And when they lost it, I cried.
That was when the pain started.
And the next year – yeah, exactly. The next year I started playing football, and they went undefeated. So it was easy to be there. You know, it was easy to like them that
right,
year.
Exactly. Yeah.
You got the last laugh.
Very relatable.
Hell yeah.
Another question I've always wanted to ask you about was if you were offended when you watched Jerry Maguire and Cuba Gooding Jr. said, "No, I am not Hootie." As if it was like he was offended.
Offended? No way. No way. To get just to get mentioned in a movie like that in that way means we were doing something that was making a difference.
Right.
So I'm definitely not offended. I thought it was hilarious. We didn't even know they did it. Like friends started calling us and going, "Have you seen this Jerry Maguire thing?" No. We didn't even know they did it. So it was cool.
It's a hilarious moment. Do you still deal with that? Like do people yell it to you all the time? Is that one of those things that either bothers you because you aren't going by that anymore? You're going by your name, obviously Darius Rucker is now more of a country singer, or do you enjoy it still?
It's very rare that anybody does it, but when they do it, I'm just glad they still know who I am after being around for so long, so I'm down with it.
Darius Rucker joining us right now on the show. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. Something we were talking about before you came on, that actually some callers got involved in it. It's one of these things that happens in sports talk radio where you just make a mention of something and it turns into a big conversation, right? So Bart was saying how he's got a friend and he knows that there's someone trying to get an NFL team, expansion team, into St. Louis. And we're like, all right, well, there's one. Usually it's got to be a pair. Generally just keep everything even. So we're trying to find another city that an NFL team would like, they really could use an NFL team. And as we were doing some research with you, I remember from a couple of years ago that you're trying to get a Major League Baseball team into Nashville with some other people. Right? Is that still something you're working on?
Oh, yeah. We're very much working on that. It's working really good for us. Nashville Stars. I hope we get it. We're still working on it, but it's a uphill climb.
I love that
but
you have the name.
Nashville would be a great, Nashville already a team. I think the city that needs a team is London.
Yeah, everybody keeps bringing up London as that expansion city for the NFL.
We know the Jaguars would love to go over there. It seems like that's where they get most of their fan base shows up at.
Because they play every year, yeah. It seems. Yeah, it's making it work, though, is the biggest question about an NFL team in London.
Well, you look at Seattle, it's the same thing.
I think the logistics could be worked out with just, if they play four there, come here, play four, go back and play four, come here, play four. Everybody that goes over there, you come home, and either you get a Monday night game or you get a week off. It's your bye week. I really think if you really sat down and gave, somebody really smart a minute, they could really figure out how to do it. And I think it would be it would be huge over there. I've been to the games over there, but I also think it would be huge for the NFL worldwide.
You talk about you have a team that's representing a country,
mm-hmm.
Much like Toronto.
Exactly.
Like when the Raptors won, Canada won, right? So I think, could you imagine a team in London owning a championship or a Super Bowl?
Toronto makes so much sense. Here's the problem, though. So if you have London, you can't have Toronto also. Here's why. It would be an AFC team, because if St. Louis would be the NFC team, it's just tradition. So the AFC team would be either London or Toronto, right? And then maybe you'd tell the Dolphins to go to AFC South just to be regional. Because Miami playing in the AFC East and all the Northeast teams, it never really made sense. But if you have London, it makes more sense to have New York, New England, the Buffalo. Like, that would make more sense just travel-wise.
Yeah. Yep.
But if it's Toronto,
I agree.
Well, once again, it would fit there. Right, so that's all the logistics to it. See what happens? You go down this rabbit hole where you're just finding reasons, and they're not even talking about it yet. But we're already trying to figure that stuff out. But it is something, though. Again, Darius, with this year and all the things that we've seen in the changes in the NFL, especially all the money being thrown on with the quarterbacks, that the Dolphins are a team, and it's your team. So that's why I'm going back to it with Tua, who you say you believe in. That's a good team. That could be a Super Bowl team. And all eyes are on the quarterback and whether or not he can do it. I mean, that's really what this is about. It is about, is he good enough to get the potential out of this team? When it comes to, for the Dolphins, the potential, I guess, as a fan, when you look at them and how good they could be after years of, either just being a mediocre team or being really bad. I mean, what's your anticipation for your favorite football team?
I really expect us to make a run for the Super Bowl. I mean, I know I say it every year, but this year, looking at the changes, and you know, I love the new coach. I love McDaniel. I love the new coach. I love what he did in San Francisco. I'm looking forward to seeing his play calling and what he's going to do in Miami. But I really, if we don't make the playoffs, if we don't win 9-10 games and make the playoffs, it's an extremely disappointing season.
So is this the most anticipation you've had for a Dolphins season in a while?
In years. In years. This is the most I've looked at them and go, we can really make a run in years.
You know, when teams make runs, everybody has to kind of do their part. And this week, the Dolphins are facing the New England Patriots, who seem a little bit scared. I understand they're 2-7 against the Dolphins in South Beach. Right now, the Patriots are making their way down there. And for you to do your part as a fan, you should send a limo and free passes to a Club 11 for all the players to kind of work on their hydration the week before the game. What say you?
Sample some of our local fare.
I'm in. Do your part. Free entry at Club 11.
I'm down with that.
No doubt about that. Now, again, I know that you've had incredible success, not just again on the pop charts, but in country music of late as well. And I believe you have a new album coming out or working on a new album that'll be coming out soon. What have you got coming and what are we looking forward to?
Yeah, I'm finishing up this tour and I'm working on my record. I haven't had a record in country music in 5 years. You know, we did the Hootie tour in 19 and we've been working on this for a minute and I just wanted to be right. And so we're about done. You know, we're just mixing it up and everything right now. It should be out probably in the fall, but I'm really excited about it.
It's great. It's also great to talk to you. I love your enthusiasm and your passion for the NFL and for football. Like, you could just hear it, like when we're talking, like you can see your excitement about the Dolphins. Now, from what I understand, you're a Mavericks fan, Dallas. Like, I feel like you're all.
I'm a Mavs fan.
You're all over the place.
I love the Mavs and the Cincinnati Reds. Imagine that.
Yeah. So you're just really not a single New York team. I feel a certain way about this.
No, and by the way, when you're a Cincinnati Reds fan, your season's over about week four.
Ouch. It certainly was this year.
Why did they get rid of Castillo, though?
Right. Did you get rid of everybody. Yeah, because of what you got for him. That's why. Did you check out the Field of Dreams game by any chance?
Yeah, I like that. That was pretty cool. That reminded me kind of like the outdoor hockey games. It was a little stick of nostalgia, but it was really cool.
Right, yeah, it was a little different. Bart said, though, that he would never go into the corn.
Yeah, yeah. Why go into the corn? If somebody say something to me, we're moving.
Bart, you are preaching to the choir. I'm not going in that corn. What am I going in there for?
Corn ain't supposed to talk.
No, I'm out. There's not supposed to be people living in there.
We were also convinced that Field of Dreams was more a horror movie, if you think about it, because, I mean, it was voices that were telling him to do things.
It's a spinoff from Children of the Corn. I saw Children of the Corn. There was no way I'm listening to nothing corn.
Like, honestly, would you ever admit?
Malachi. Right? Malachi. Yeah, I'm with you.
If you build it, they will come. You know,
no.
Like, I'm hearing voices. I don't know. I don't want to tell anybody. No. Oh, you're hearing voices.
I'm with Bart. That's what I go, too bad we can't stay, baby. We're moving.
Eddie Murphy. That's a great reference. All right. So, again, we want everybody to check out Darius Rucker's apparel line, the Darius Rucker Collection by Fanatics. You can go to fanatics.com, check it out. And as he said, it's DadBot approved, mm-hmm. which is also very important for our listening audience. Hey, Darius, this was a lot of fun. It was great to talk with you. As a Jets fan, I hope your Dolphins suck this year, but, you know, I'm sure they won't. Enjoy.
Thank you. And by the way, the Jets should be like New York Dolphins. We own you guys so much, but that's okay.
If you need a chaperone to come around and we can show the Patriots around 11 in South Beach, you know, you can just send a jet for me. I'll be right down.
All right. I'll get your number.
Get that week one dub. All the best, Darius. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right. The great Darius Rucker. Again, 3-time Grammy winner. Says he's got the album coming out.
Yeah, man.
Hoping sometime
If you want to have a listening session, you know, he can just come in and drop a track, you know, during a power hour.
You got my masterpiece, Same Beer, Different Problem. Well, that's very relatable. Mm-hmm. You know, no doubt about that. Is the new album coming out soon? At Darius Rucker on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for more information. Again, fanatics.com for the Darius Rucker collection. It was great talking with him, man. He just, you could tell he just
passion.
Loves
enthusiasm.
It. Right? Absolutely loves it. All right. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. What do the Jets do at quarterback? Speaking of the Jets, what do they do at quarterback for week one? Now, all of a sudden, Zach Wilson's an option. Bart's going to tell us what he thinks next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
I was fully stressed out, too. I was like, oh, crap!
No, you did. The thing with you is that your reactions that sound like you're like dissing somebody is just you just being honest in your reaction. Like
oh, God! Like, oh, God!
That's just you not having a filter and seeing something and just reacting to it.
Surprise me.
When it's not like somebody, like you're not thinking of, oh, I'm going to say this and get them all mad. You just say things.
Observation. I'm very astute. I'm very observant.
For those that might be peeking in on this conversation, it's Bart Nunn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. During the break, we were just talking about, we were coming up with different people we want to talk to on the show. And there was one former player in particular that you just were referencing. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a moment where you tackled him.
We got in a fight. Yeah.
And something happened and you said something.
And it triggered him. And it just got him real like mad. We got so many penalties.
But you just said something completely innocent, but it came off as really nasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was innocent.
We got in a fight. And long story short, we got so many penalties because of what I started. They kicked off. It was at halftime, and they were kicking off. They kicked off from our 10. It was like the shortest kickoff coverage in the history of sports. Like, I ain't even lying, man. They could have just punted like up in the air,
right.
And nothing. I think they could end up kicking the ball through the field goal. That's what they did.
It was so close.
Oh man,
it is Barton Hahn. So Disney Day, Disney Plus Day. You got Disney Plus, right? I watch that
for the Disney tickets
regularly.
Yeah,
Disney Plus is
connected to Hulu too, right? It's both. It's
well, like you can get a package. There's right. There's some of that too, but Disney Plus has got everything. So they have Disney Plus Day on September 8th, which is Thursday.
Nice.
Day of celebration, surprises, exclusive premieres from Disney and Pixar and Star Wars, Marvel, National Geographic, and of course The Simpsons. Dope. You don't want to miss other new favorites. There's nothing bigger. There's nothing better. Nothing beats Disney Plus Day. All these and more streaming September 8th. So we talked about the Lamar Jackson side of the Ravens-Jets game. But let's talk about the other quarterback, though, or the quarterback situation, right, on the Jets side of things, and that is Zach Wilson was assumed to be out for week one.
Yeah.
Robert Saleh, though, lets us know that after Zach Wilson had a workout yesterday.
We're going to see how the knee responds today and tomorrow, and we'll have an answer for everybody on Wednesday.
So there's a possibility he could play on Sunday?
Possible.
Is that surprising at all, Robert, given what the kind of initial prognosis was?
No, everyone heals differently. It's like I said, we'll see what happens tomorrow and all that stuff, but everyone has a different – I almost feel like some of the guidelines that are put on are – their guidelines, but everyone responds differently, I guess.
So when you say you guys worked him out, like what does that entail exactly?
Just putting him through some workouts, running and all that stuff. And I mean, whatever they do, I wish I'd have to get you that answer from the training staff and our docs.
Now remember, Zach Wilson was the number 2 overall pick in the draft 2 years ago, last year.
Yep.
Suffered a torn meniscus in the second series of the first preseason game. Mm-hmm. And it was a 2 to 4 week kind of window, which left the possibility of week one.
Right.
Joe Flacco's the backup. He's the veteran. And as you mentioned, of course, for him, it's that revenge game against his former team. This game is, of course, at home at MetLife Stadium. Mm-hmm. What are the chances that Zach Wilson takes the field in this game, Bart?
I would say 10%.
10%? That's high.
I'm just saying 10% just because, I don't know, 90% is more likely. You know, I interviewed Joe Flacco actually yesterday, and, you know, he's confident. I think he's feeling good about himself. I think he's relishing in the opportunity to still show people that he can be a starting quarterback. Remember, Joe Flacco's only 37 years old.
Right.
And we're talking about all these other 37-year-olds that played at a high level. Joe Flacco feels like, hey, he can still play in this game, and he's still a starter. He says, hey, he had neck surgery. and that put him back 2 years. He didn't know if he'd ever be able to play again. Mm-hmm. He's 2 years removed from the next surgery. He wants another opportunity. And this is an opportunity for him to show everybody that he still can play. Maybe raise some eyebrows. Like, hey,
yep.
this guy was, you know, at one point not considered better than Matt Ryan, but they came in at the same time, and you look at their first 5 years as far as wins, and now you can say different reasons. You can say that Atlanta won more because it was more about Matt Ryan. You can say Flacco won more because it was more about
defense.
You know, the defense. Mm-hmm. But this guy was the Super Bowl MVP. He did go through an entire playoffs without having one turnover. He did, you know, lead that team because, remember, in that Super Bowl, that defense gave up 430-something yards to San Francisco that day. You know, so he wants to prove that opportunity. I think at least Joe Douglas gives him that year. You don't want a young quarterback coming in and playing against a team after not playing and getting in rhythm to really go against a team traditionally. Because we say traditionally because Mike McDonald, we don't know what he's going to do. We know traditionally under Wink Martindale, they were attacking blitzing defense. You don't want to put a young quarterback underneath that pressure. We saw last year when Flacco and Mike White got in because they had a little bit more experience. The ball came out and it went to where it was supposed to go.
Yeah,
we
heard offense suddenly looked different, didn't it?
We heard Garrett Wilson say, whoa, that ball looked different. Yeah. Like, so I think Joe Flacco, because he's been preparing for the majority of the preseason, is going to get the benefit of the doubt. And if Zach Wilson feels good, maybe if Joe Flacco doesn't have a great game, then they may bring him out. I think they slow him down. If Flacco finds a way to beat the Baltimore Ravens, you give him a little bit more time to say, hey, you've earned the right to play for another week.
So do you dress Zach Wilson for week one or no?
No, no. See, you don't want that.
I don't want that either.
So you don't want him out there.
No.
Right? You don't want him moving around. If he's resting, he's resting.
Just give it another week.
Now, you talk about the meniscus. Like, you know, Ben Roethlisberger got it in the middle of the season, came back in 4 weeks. So 4 weeks is about right. You say, hey, Zach Wilson's a young player. His body heals a little faster. So he may be ready. When you think you're ready coming from an injury, you should always wait another week to make sure.
Here's the thing. He might need to wait a couple of weeks because week two is against the Browns defense.
Yeah.
Week three is against the Bengals.
Yeah.
Week four
Bengals
is...
Bengals not as bad. Remember, they beat the Bengals last year.
Yeah. Barbecue chicken. Well, that was a weird game.
Yeah.
Was that the Mike White game?
No.
That wasn't?
No, I think that was Zach Wilson.
Was that Zach Wilson?
It could have been. But they beat him. It was weird because early in the season they beat him.
Awful. Yeah, no. The Bengals had went on like this ridiculous winning streak and then came in and the Jets smoked them. Then they play the Steelers, the Dolphins, the Packers. It doesn't get easier, does it?
You got a better chance.
Salah said eventually you got to rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
The kid's got to play eventually, right, Bart? Yep. So sooner or later, but mostly sooner.
But I want him.
He's going
to
be under center.
I want him to get in rhythm. I want him to have a couple of good weeks of practice. Remember, he missed the entire preseason for the most part. I want him to get some rhythm before I put him out there. I want his eyes right. I want his checks right. I want to make sure. So, you know, Joe Flacco. That's why you brought Joe Flacco back. That's why you have such a veteran backup. Even having Mike White behind him, who could have probably been shipped off for a 6th or 7th round draft pick with how he performed. Mike White would be one of the better backups with what he showed us last year.
So Mike White was the who beat. Remember
that was Mike White.
Okay. Yeah, that was beating the Bengals, and then it was Zach Wilson beat the Titans, which was another one of those what the hell just happened here kind of games. All right, so we'll see what happens. We'll know tomorrow, though. Sal will make it official tomorrow. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We will continue with your calls. And also, you got to see what's going on the baseball side of things in the NL East and the AL East.
Don't remind me.
Crazy what is happening right now in that race. We'll get into that and more. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number. So, Bart, the Mets and Yankees both are in a really interesting situation in their divisions. But yet they're in the same situation, but they got there differently. You know what I mean? How they're here is a different story.
Yeah.
Like, one is not like the other at all.
Yeah, the Mets never really struggled.
They have. Can you? I mean, they don't get to play the Pirates yesterday. Right now is the best time for them. Anybody play the Pirates? This is what we need, right? Because the Pirates stink.
Exactly what.
And you come off losing games. You got smoked by the Nationals. Yeah. Like after
they won 2 out of 3, right?
Nationals. I believe blew them out twice.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Oh,
so anyway, so the game that got rained out yesterday against Pittsburgh will be in a doubleheader for tomorrow. So you could probably make up this ground. But it still doesn't change the story from their perspective, which is June 2nd, the Mets had a 10.5 game lead in the division to the Braves.
Yeah.
Entering this week, that lead is down to 1. Crazy. Now, you would say, oh, they're in a tailspin.
Right.
No.
The Braves were just
the Mets
score.
Have actually had a 50-33 or something.
They might have the best, one of the best records.
The Braves are 61-24. Wow. In that span. They're playing out of their mind, hair on fire kind of stuff. Because here's how you know, right? Because entering June 2nd, the Phillies were 12.5 games back of the Mets in third place. Entering this week, the Phillies are 11.5 games back. Okay, so that's all you need to see is the fact that everybody else is still miles away. Right. It's just the Braves played out of their mind. Now, conversely, in the American League East, the Yankees entering July 9th had a 15.5 game lead. This is right like a week before the All-Star break. 15.5 game lead over the Rays. That lead is 5.
Yeah.
5.
And the Rays took 2 out of 3. Benches had to clear and Judge had to be on this historical.
Just crazy. This is entering the week, I should say, because the Yankees did win last night. I don't know what the Rays – I have to check what the Rays is. But still, it's that's what's nuts. The Red Sox were 16 out. They're now 13.5 out. So it shows you again how the Yankees are really the team that has struggled the most. The Blue Jays have played much better. They've gained 10 games.
And Staton is injured,
but
right?
But the Rays are right Staten there. Foot. And as we know – you're going to see the Rays again for another 3 games. Better be ready after this Minnesota series is over, or else.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, RVs, for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, progressive.com. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Is the number, as we were just mentioning, we're just looking at the standings. It's crazy to think what has happened in both East divisions of the National League and the American League, right? Yeah. And to feel like the Yankees feel like a team that's in a tailspin. And they are. I mean, they look at their record. They've been horrible since the All-Star break. Horrible. And it's allowed Tampa to cut a 15.5 game lead to 5. Mm. And there's still a couple of weeks left in the season. And they still have to play Tampa. Yeah. You know, so it's there. But on the Mets side of things, they've seen a – what did I say it was? The lead again. I have to go back now.
It was 10 games.
The Mets had a 10-game lead? Yeah, 10.5 game lead. And that's to 1.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, well, they must be in a tailspin too. No. The Mets have been playing very good.
Yeah.
It's just that the Braves have been playing even better.
The Braves have been playing like the Yankees played the first half of the season.
Pretty much. Like almost. Yeah, 61-24. But how about this? Their lead in the wild card is 10.5 games.
Right.
Like, that's so nuts.
But could you imagine, if you lose that, like, who would be more disappointed if they get caught, the Yankees or the Mets?
No, I wouldn't. If you're the Mets, you can't be disappointed.
You got to be disappointed because you play well. And it's like, it's not enough. We just can't, separate.
It's fine. Like, it's fine. Like, but you know you can beat them. But the point is like that. If that happens, it happens. You're still going to easily get a wild card if you don't win the division. But for the Yankees, if you lose this division, there's a lot to worry about.
Yeah, you're going to Houston.
By the way, the Astros have played phenomenal baseball, and most people believe that you're going to see Dodgers Astros in the World Series.
Mm.
Like that, like not, just
not,
feels
not,
like
not the Mets have something to say about it because they're super confident when they go against the Dodgers, even though they, you know, it was a tough game. They came to New York. You never know, travel coming off, you know, East Coast.
That series with the Dodgers was just phenomenal pitching, you know, and you certainly got out of it what you wanted. Yeah,
Serge has been a little hurt. He didn't finish the game the other day. You got John Carlos in the foot.
Yeah, that's the other part, of course, of the injury stuff. Benintendi getting hurt for the Yankees is a huge loss for him.
Bad timing.
So for the Dodgers, you know, you get Kershaw, you want to get him back and going, and you want to just maintain where they are. 92 wins. I mean, they could get
Houston's at 87.
So it does feel like, though, as you're looking at all the teams right now, that in each league, there's 3 teams. that you believe in. And I would think even in the American League, I mean, there's one team I believe in. I hate to say it, but I think it's the Astros.
What team gets hot? What team gets hot? What team can best emulate the Braves?
Oh, the late season push?
Yes. Well, I'm talking about you getting in postseason gets catch fire.
I don't know. The Rays don't score enough runs. You know, it's hard to believe in them. But in the American League, it looks like the Astros, because they own the Yankees. And by the way, they also own Game 1, Game 5, and Game 7. They have a 6-game lead over them. So, got a lot more to talk about, including football. The NFL begins on Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.